John Challis, XRAF.
XRAF? Who, me? Well, no, it's not true. I'd like to have been, but I wasn't.
Right, okay. Nice to see you here at RAF Cosford. Launch of the air show, which is going to be launched and playing out on June the 10th. But you're here today. Why?
Well, I'm here today. I've been here several times, actually. Last time I was here was with the Midlands Air Ambulance. Mm-hmm. And I get a lot of information about it out there and try and raise a lot of money. And I've also got a connection, an old school friend of mine organises the Battle of Britain Memorial Fund. And he wrote to me one day and said, will you come and, you know, be part of the stuff down at Capel Le Fern? And I found it a very moving experience down there, I have to say. And I've been down there several times. And I've been to Westminster Abbey to the... memorial services there, and I read Geoffrey Wenham's wonderful book First Light about being a Spitfire pilot, which again I found very moving, and I just got sort of involved in it. So I'm coming here on the 10th for the show, and I'm bringing a few books with me that I've written, and I'll be sitting in my store.
A few books, have you? We don't know about these books. Tell us about them.
What? Yes, it was my autobiography in two parts. Yes.
This is the bit of advertising for John Challis.
Yes, a couple of novels and a book about where I live, which is a very ancient sort of medieval house, which I'm still trying to put back together again. But of course, there's another connection down there, because I get aeroplanes thundering over my medieval house, shaking the thing to pieces. You know, Chinooks, which we've just seen.
Chinook is very special, though, isn't
it? Yeah, oh, it's extraordinary.
You can hear that coming.
No, how does it stay up in the air? I mean, it just looks so awkward somehow.
I hope it's going to stay up in the air.
Yeah, yeah. And also the Hercules. We get the Hercules flying at about 0 feet.
Yeah,
and,
fantastic.
But they're very nice. They come in quite low, and then they just jump slightly to get over our house and then go down again.
I was in Lentwardine a while ago, and in fact I was walking on the other side of the river from the Lion at Lentwardine.
Ah, the Lion.
And
yes,
I had the trees behind me, and then suddenly out of nowhere this tornado came over the trees.
Yes.
And literally I was looking up the tailpipes. Fantastic.
Bit of a shock, isn't it?
Bit of a shock.
Our cat gets quite scared and sort of rushes away and comes back 2 days later, you know. So.
What I want to know is how do hedgehogs cope with tornadoes?
I have no idea. I've never spoken to a hedgehog. In fact, well, I hardly ever see a hedgehog.
Aren't you a chairman of the Hedgehogs Preservation Society?
I'm not a chairman, I'm a patron. I'm a patron, yes. But I, again...
The patron's good, isn't it?
Yes, oh yes, yes. I'm very patronising.
You don't see very many hedgehogs around, though, do you, these days?
No, well, you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to see hedgehogs. If you see hedgehogs during the day...
That's a problem.
Then, yes, they've got a problem, usually. So it's nice that we don't see them, but I think I got about 10. Well, I took an order for 10 at my house, and they seem to be doing pretty well.
Fantastic. They're in the garden and around the ground.
Yeah, and they're endangered species, though, hedgehogs. Yeah, sure. And not many people know that, as Michael Caine would say. So I would say to everybody, if you want to adopt something, go out and adopt a hedgehog. If you've got a nice garden for them, go and adopt a hedgehog. And
do you have names for your hedgehogs?
No, I haven't.
Would it be an idea, wouldn't it?
Well, it would.
You've got to call one Boise, haven't you?
I don't think they'd respond.
you've got to have one called Boise, haven't you?
All right, yes, well, I'll try. I'll try and get try and give them a name.
What's the most recent book you've written? Tell me about it.
It's this book about our house, as I say, where we live and our personal Wigmore Abbey.
Yeah, sure.
It's the abbot's lodging of a ruined monastery. And my wife has a family connection to it, dating right back to the dissolution of the monasteries. And we didn't know that till we got there. So it's an extraordinary shock for us, really. But we had to sort of jump in and get it. We created a garden there. So it's a book about the garden, about the history of the house, and also the story of how we got there.
Sure. Look forward to seeing you here at the RAF Cosford Air Show on the 10th of June.
Yes, yes. Wigmore Abbey and the Treasure of Mortimer. That's the title of the book. And it's compulsory buying. No one will be allowed out of Cosford Aerodrome without one.
Okay. You actually will.
Oh, yes.